Let's go to athletics now. Ulster novice and uneven age cross-country action this afternoon at Finn Valley. Patsy McGonigal is on the line. And Patsy, good conditions. Might have been a little bit heavy underfoot, but a nice dry afternoon for cross-country running.
Absolutely, a lovely day and a lovely evening, and as it turned out in the end, and conditions, as you say, Chris, absolutely brilliant, and that brought out supporters, brought out parents, brought out numbers in big time. About 1,000 entered and competed, and that was going to bring a crowd to begin with, and then obviously the local buzz and all that with Finn Valley hosting the event. It was unbelievably organised. Perfect. Every aspect of the event went extremely well. It's a great credit indeed to the Finn Valley Club and to the people that were involved in that, from the parking, which is now always a big deal with getting the parking right, and all elements of the event were extremely well organised. So the organisers, Finn Valley, need to take a big bow on this one. What was the story behind the scenes? Well, again, Finn Valley, as I said last week, they began this season, particularly 23-24, as we call it now, in a dominant mood at Ulster level, and they continued it today. They were in ship-shape form. They did what's very rare nowadays. They put two teams in the top three, and two of the team races and two of the different age group races, qualifying two of the three, which is a very significant result in those situations. And they then they won the novice men later in the evening. Having won it last year, very difficult thing to do. A new team, a new group of boys, led by Sean McGinley, who won the novice men. I'll come to that in a second. They did that, and their women were second in the women's race. They haven't won it last year as well. So, that was good. What other aspects of the story before I get into the detail? Well, Cranford Athletic Club had two individual winners, young Oisin McBride, who is a talented, lovely young athlete from Cranford Athletic Club in the younger ages, and then Keelan McFadden, who is continuing to run since he was a younger boy, and now at under 17 level, he just ran away with it. He was in a different field practically from everybody else. And indeed, for good measure, Cranford also had a young fella, Charlie Rogers, finishing second in the under 11. So Cranford did extremely well. So well done to them. And there were other results from Donegal that were standout as well. Rosses continue. They work hard. They work hard at the sport, and they work hard in their area, both at all levels. And they got a certain amount of reward today. And Letterkenny got on the team sheet on one or two occasions. So beginning with the novice, which is the senior end of the story, Amy Green has been obviously in great form through the season. She was the runaway winner of the female novice Ulster Championship. She won the Ulster Under 20 Championship in Belfast a few weeks ago. Today she led Finn Valley to a silver position in the team story. That was Joanne McNabb. It was Nuala Boss. It was who else have I got there? Martina Quinn and Amy. So that was the girls there. Nuala, Martina, Joanne McNabb, and Amy herself. She's running extremely well. She's running extremely well, and she needs to bring that confidence forward now to the Nationals, which is on in a few weeks' time in down south and down in Gowran and County Kilkenny. So we'll look forward to that with trepidation. The team story there was Tefla winning the team. They're from up mid Ulster, and then Finn Valley were second, and another 6-20 team, Keeper Lip, were third. That was the women's story. Well, Sean McGinley was always going to be the main man and the novice men. He led Finn Valley team to the team victory by 1 point, as it turned out to be. We had a really, really, really strong local battle between Finn Valley and Tyrconnell. And, it was nick and tuck. It was anybody's game right throughout. But in the end, Finn Valley, led, of course, by Sean McGinley, who won the individual quite easily, as you would expect, an athlete of his caliber. He won it and continues into a good season. And again, he goes to Gowran, his intention to get on the Irish Under 23 team for the European Championships. But today, he was in the a field of his own, winning the individual title. Jared Martin from Ballydrain was second, and James Monaghan from Logan was third. But Finn Valley by 1 point from Tyrconnell, so a big battle there between the two local sides, and St. Peter's Logan were the third team. jumping, and that Finn Valley winning, that Finn Valley winning team, Gavin McCullough, Sean McGinley, Darren Poland, and Barry Gallagher. Barry had a bad experience in the marathon last weekend, but bounced back today to make that scoring Finn Valley team. So we'll go back to the beginning in the under-11s to kick the story off. Chris and Letterkenny had their best result of the day in this under-11 girls race. They won the team, and they were led by Katie McDowell, who won the race from a Ballymena girl, and a Rosses girl, Enya Logue, was in third place. So it was Letterkenny, Finn Valley were silver, and Clonus were third. Then we got to the boys under 11. It was Harry McVeigh of Newcastle, but Charlie Rogers, as I mentioned earlier, from Cranford was second, and a Derry lad was third. Finn Valley winning the team, City of Derry and Letterkenny third. And then in the under 13 girls, well, we had a very impressive young girl from Carrick Macross, won the race. Darcy Clark of Finn Valley, well, she was second, and the North Belfast girl was third. But this is one of the stories of the day as well. Finn Valley won the team. They also put on different team in third team. So we had Finn Valley 1, we had Lagan Valley 2, and we had Finn Valley B team in third position. So that was a nice boost at that particular time in the day. And then we moved on to Ashley McBride's race, under 13 boys, the Cranford boy, who winning it. He battled right to the line, and he did need to battle right to the line against a young Corn lad from City of Derry, and a young fella from Cavan was third. Finn Valley winning the team, North Belfast second, and Ross in the medals here on 13. Under 15 girls, well, a City of Lisburn girl was the winner, and nobody in the individual story there in the top three, that is, in the under 15 girls, but Finn Valley first team and second team, and within the skill in third. So that I must emphasise and underline. That's very significant, particularly at Ulster level, for a club to get in to the one and two positions in the team story. So the team story for Finn Valley throughout the day continued to be very, very strong. And then that other sideline on the story was that Cranford had individually, they stood out individually. Under 15 boys, a young fella from Lagan Valley, from Ballymena boy, but again, Oren Rogers from the Rosses was third. He'd been running well in Donegal competitions, and no teams from Donegal scoring there. It was Lagan Valley, St. Colmas College from Newry, and Clonus were third. 17 boys, great run once again from and the short show started with 17 girls. Well, Emer McKee from Mullerfield, a really, really standout girl. She won it, and nobody from Donegal really impacted much there. But the under 17 boys, yes. Keenan McFadden from Creasler, running for Cranford, of course. He was the winner. He was just... There was a big pool of water at one stage through the race, and there's a video out there of him just making light of it. He just flew through it, and you know, he led everybody, and bang, 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 he was gone, and he was just he didn't even seem to be extended, to be honest. But he's got to build into a different mentality and a different world come nationals, and he's the under 17 champion right now. So that's as of today. Lagan Valley beat Finn Valley in this one. Finn Valley were second. Oren McBrady again had a good run. He's under 16. He won the Ulsters under 16 a few weeks ago, so he was able to back that up with a third place in the under 17 today, and that has to be encouraging for Oren. So well done to him. Under 19 girls, nothing to report from a Donegal perspective particularly, nor indeed in the under 19 boys, with the exception of Cathal O'Donnell from Tyrconnell, who won the under 19 boys, and he stood out. He had a really good run. So, you know, nice to see the young O'Donnell from through the gap there coming through, putting Tyrconnell's name up in lights there in that one. But it was a great day's athletics. A good day, Chris, made such a difference, and people were able to, you know, wander about and talk to their friends and their family and wander around, and that made such a difference, really did make such a difference. And the fact that the organisation was just so good, and to emphasise it once again, you know, getting every aspect of it in order. Like, for example, the parking is always going to be a problem nowadays at an event like Finn Valley, where limited parking, but it was handled particularly well. And a big thank you to the local MART committee, because they give us the option to park at their grounds in the livestock mart over the road from us. So all good. Good day's athletics. So that's the story today. We're moving forward next weekend with that 10K and that 10K, Remembrance 10K. It's at Finn Valley next 10 o'clock, next Sunday morning. You can either enter online or indeed turn up on the day. But it's a special event and a big invitation to everybody and anybody, and sign that wall of remembrance and, you know, walk it, jog it, run it, whatever people choose to do. And indeed, if you're not up to the 10K, you know, you can start with everybody else, but walk a distance of your choice. You know what I mean? People may not be up for 10K, but listen, you have that option. But it will be chip timed. And, you know, we welcome everybody, hopefully, into the Finn Valley once again for a cup of tea and a bit of a social aspect to the thing and talk. So just to keep people in memory, November, of course, is the month for remembering. So that was it. But today was good. I'm on a high today. I'm really pleased with today. And Donegal Athletics should also be.